Now, funny enough, this lady's address in 1947, I worked for an hairdresser's on J. Wigan Avenue. And they called it Steve's Hairdressing Salon. It was the ladies and gents. The ladies upstairs, I was downstairs, and I was managing this gents hairdressers. As I said, I was doing ladies before the war. It's Marcel Wave and all this kind of thing. So I know a bit about it. The senior girl, Pat, she was going away down to Bristol to her boyfriend's. So I left this Sheila, she was only 16, nice lass. She was an apprentice with Sheila, 16 to 17. And the Stevenson that owned the shop, he says to me, Walter said, don't book any more pan for next week because Pat's off. I said, right, Steve, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. However, a lady came in, went upstairs to see Sheila, and she wanted a Eugene Pam, which is a good one. Three Eugene, that's a 3 guinea one then. That was a lot of money, Eugene. That's a very good Pam. They bake it, and it lasts for 6 months at least. Pam today lasts 5 minutes.
Well, what is a Pam? Is it some chemical to put in your hair?
Well, yeah, there's chemicals in your hair, but then it's cooked with the curlers. There's all these curlers going, and it's cooking it. Right. 10 bucks 3 hours. Oh, yeah.
And it keeps...
Oh, the perm stays there, the curl will stay there for any up to 6 months, providing the lady's in condition when it's done. Now, a lady cannot have hair done like that, while she's on a period. Really? She's not going to... True, that is true. Any lady will tell you that. That knows anything about it. Anyway, that's beside the point. But the fact is, this lady begged on Sheila to do this Eugene. Now, we had another perm, which is about a guinea, which is, to my mind, like a glorified set. So, she begged on Sheila to give her this perm, so Sheila said, well, I'll just a moment, I don't think I can do it. So she came downstairs and said, hey, Walt, she said, there's this lady want me to do a Eugene, which is the top of the range, 3 guinea one. And she said, she wants me to do it. So I said, can you do it, Sheila? She said, oh yeah, Pat showed me. She said, I can do it. I said, are you sure you can do it, Sheila? She said, oh, yeah. You can make a good job of it. She said, oh, yeah. I said, right. No, I said, I'm not supposed to book a perm in. I said, when does she want it? She said, well, tomorrow. I said, right, I'll book the perm in then. So I send the lady down. So I booked the perm in for the following morning. And it was a long perm, yeah, about 2 or 3 hours, you know. So,
what you just said in the chair?
That's the washing and shampooing, you know, that kind of thing. And then I forget its names now, on the hair. And then you put it in the curlers
and bake it
on the wire. It's all on wires. They're all wired, electrical. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like. And it's all wired in. And he just stand on. And you just sit there. Bloody cooked you. You finished with a flathead in the end. Anyway, beside it. But you see, the thing is, I said, Sheila, I said, okay, love. I said, we'll have a go. Now, I said, when you've done it, let me know and I'll have a look at it. And I said, I'll tell you now, I said, if you've made a hash of it, I said, you're in dead trouble. I said, I'll tell you now. I said, and so am I as well for allowing it. He said, I'll guarantee it'll be all right. So, eventually, she come downstairs and said, well, will you come and look at this perm? I said, I certainly will. And it was absolutely fabulous. A cracking job, honest to God. And don't think he's only 16 to 17. What, 17? So I said, Sheila, that's marvellous. So I said, have you shown the lady the mirror and shown her hair? She said, yes. She said, I said, excuse me, love. I said, are you happy? She said, I'm more than happy. She said, I'm really delighted. She said, you've done a marvellous job. So I said, that's good, very good. I said, Sheila, I'll leave it to you. So she got 3 dinners, come downstairs, put it in the till. At the weekend, that's when the problems rose. So Steve comes in, the owner, looks at the book, said, what's this? I said, Sheila's done a perm. He said, I thought I told her not to do it. I said, Sheila is quite capable of doing a Eugene, and she's made an excellent job of it, and I should know, you wouldn't know, because you're not an hairdresser. But I do. I said, and the lady was more than delighted with it. So I said, I think you're a very lucky fella to have a young woman like that, being able to do hair like that at her age. Of all parents, I said, Eugene. So I said, right. So it comes to payday, doesn't it? Saturday. Do you get paid? Well, you left on a Saturday, you know, in them days. Oh, no. Oh, do you get Thursday or Friday? Saturday when you left. Wages. So anyway, on the Monday, Pat's back and Sheila's there. So I said, I'm not being nosy, Sheila, love. I said, can you answer me a question? She said, yeah, what is it? I said, you know, you did the 3 guinea pound last week. I mean, it's all Pat. She said, yeah. She said she was surprised. I thought, I bet she was. So I said, I'll wear the later. So she said, now I said, what I'm asking you, love, I said, is this. Did Steve give you any extra cash? And I thought he'd given a 10 bob as an incentive. But no, he said, I said, I would have thought you'd get in 10 bob. And he got on to me, he said, what's that to do with you? I'm the boss here. Well, I said, I'll tell you now, I said, I think you should show some appreciation. You've got a young girl that can do a pound or 3 guineas, well, she should be doing it for another year or so yet. So I said, you're a money spinner. You mind your own business. You do what you're supposed to do, good hair and whatever. He said, and I'll run the business like this. I said, you won't. You won't, I said, you won't. I said, you run it, but not with me, I said. Because I'll tell you now, Steve, I'm leaving on Saturday. It's simple as that. I said, I wouldn't wait for a prat like you, under any circumstances. I'm off. So, you're leaving, I said, exactly. How can you know? It's been a week's notice, that's from today, Monday. That's it. What am I going to do? I said, that's your problem. Should have thought about that. So, he clears off, goes upstairs. Yeah, nobody in the shop now, just went upstairs. I said, I've some news for you, Pat and Sheila. I said, what's that? He said, I'm leaving on Saturday. Oh, yes, he's joking. I said, I aren't. You're not leaving, well, I said, I am. He said, well, you're leaving, we're leaving. I said, no, don't do that, girl. No. Well, I explained to Pat, you see, the old one. I said, Pat, this is why I'm leaving. And for what that reason, said, well, I said, I think you're right. Well, said, I'm not stopping here. If you're going, I'm not stopping. What about you, Sheila? She said, well, I don't know what to do. I'm an apprentice. I said, Sheila, I can get you another post as an improver somewhere else.
Is that better than an apprentice?
Oh, yeah. An improver, oh, yeah. So, I said, I can get you with a lady, one of the top hairdressers in Hull, and I knew them all in them days, believe me. I get you the top hairdresser, and she will bring you on tenfold. When I tell her that you don't already know Eugene at your age, I said, she'd be very interested. Very interested. So I got onto the lady, didn't I? And I mentioned this girl and told her what the situation was. I said, she's an apprentice. I said, you can take her on as an improver, can't you? She said, can I see her? I said, yeah. When do you want to come down? She said, can you bring down tomorrow? Tomorrow night? I said, yeah. When she finishes, 6 o'clock. Right, she said, I'll stop here while she comes then. So I said, I go back, said Sheila. I said, right now then, bring your father in. I want to see him, because they live at Stone Ferry.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your dad in. I want a word with him. Right? Her dad come. I said, right. Now she's leaving. I said, now I've got a job as an improver with this lady's hairdresser, and she's good. And she's a good one. I won't name names. Might embarrass the lady. But she was a very, very good hairdresser. I can assure you. One of the top hairdressers in all. And she took her on. I went from that job on a Saturday to another job on a Monday.
Well,
I've never been at work.
No.
I could leave a job now and I'm going to get one an hour later. That's how good I was. And well known in those days.